The fourth. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It was a dramatic night in Michigan. Here's what happened. Two Republican county officials in Michigan's largest county, which includes Detroit, refused to certify the election results in that county. Two Republican county officials. And that prompted a backlash from voters who accused those officials of essentially trying to disenfranchise them. So the Republican officials reversed course by the end of the night, just a short time after their initial move. So those results are going to be certified. They are going to move forward. But President Trump was watching all of this. He was tweeting. He called the stalemate a, quote, beautiful thing. Michigan's Secretary of State, a Democrat, though, said there were no irregularities and no evidence of widespread fraud. So essentially debunking the initial reason that those Republican county officials were blocking the results in the first place. Bottom line here, Craig, even if that stalemate had continued in that county, it's very unlikely it would have reversed the results of Michigan, a state that President-elect Biden won by more than 148,000 votes.
Oh, my God. Were you part of that last night, or did you check out, or did you go watch, The Crown or something on the Netflix? I don't know. Wow, that was... talk about, I can't breathe. This was taking my breath away. Last night... This whole contretemps, this drama went on for about 6 hours last night in the state of Michigan. There was a canvassing board in Wayne County that somebody needs to do math. There's two Democrats and two Republicans. And guess what happened, everybody? The Democrats didn't agree with the Republicans on the certification of the vote, and so you had a stalemate. Oh, no. Yeah, it was unbelievable, and it was the Republicans that were sitting on this canvassing board that said, hey, you know, maybe if we don't certify, then the state can choose its own electors. Maybe the legislature will do it, and we can... It was a last-ditch effort to try and overturn the results of a free and fair election in Michigan. And, you know, it wouldn't have, because Donald Trump lost Michigan by a lot, almost 150,000, 148,000 votes by a lot. And so it probably, but this disenfranchisement of a predominantly black city called Detroit, everybody understood just what was going on there. And the voters, especially in Detroit and that county, Wayne County, were having none of it. Neither were the two Democrats on the canvassing board, because there were no irregularities at all. There were none. But the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis, on the Trump campaign, she was tweeting and she was out there saying, if the state board follows suit, the Republican state legislator will select the electors, and won't that be great? Huge win for at real Donald Trump. She's a lawyer, for God's sake. She's the legal advisor to this campaign. She's the one that's telling lawyers, oh, go ahead, risk your entire law license, risk your entire reputation, risk your entire career by pissing off your favorite judge. Go in front of any judge and try and tell them that there's fraud. Go ahead and try. manufacture something for a judge. That's who Jenna Ellis is. Anyway, Donald Trump saw it. He started tweeting and retweeting. It's a beautiful thing. Disenfranchisement is a beautiful thing to Donald Trump, who is holed up in the White House. I mean, this is like 9/11 territory, right? Where, remember Dick Cheney, he was hiding in a bunker somewhere in a mountain. We didn't even know where he was. Remember that? That's what Donald Trump is doing. He refuses to do his job. We are in the middle of a pandemic. You're seeing a million cases each week, new cases each week, every week. And Donald Trump refuses to do his job, but he's tweeting. like a moron. He's tweeting and tweeting. It's a beautiful thing for disenfranchisement. Well, so the media reached out to the Secretary of State in Michigan. Her name's Joycelyn Benson, and she's also a boss lady. You know, you got to leave this governing thing to us girls. Just saying. We can do it. Just saying, okay? Randy the Riveter. That's me. But anyway, so she was on TV and she was saying, don't worry, we will certify this. It may not be certified, you know, in Wayne County, but the state board will do it. There's no irregularities here that can't be fixed. There was a couple of, bookkeeping errors. And she was pointing out there were more bookkeeping errors in previous elections than there were in this particular one that had the greatest turnout ever in that state. And yet, there were fewer bookkeeping errors, and that's what it amounted to, okay?
The next step is the State Board of Canvassers will typically, in their meeting tomorrow morning, give the Bureau of Elections the responsibility of completing the canvass, basically looking into those clerical errors, which are essentially issues of voters showing up or not voting or spoiling a ballot, just basic things that have happened in communities all across the state, and cleaning those up, addressing them, finding explanations, and then submitting it to the State Board for a full certification. So we're still full steam ahead with the certification of the votes in Michigan. We're certainly not going to allow any blatant partisan attempts to disenfranchise African-American voters to stand in the way of that. In my office, I in the Bureau of Elections is committed to ensuring continuously that the votes are counted, that every valid vote is counted, and that voices are heard of every, in every community throughout the state.
Okay, so she went on TV to say, don't worry, this was really, you know, this is just people being, you know, partisan, you know, douches is what it is. These are people that are, you know, going down with the ship. They are Trump pansies, and they will do whatever. Even though there's no they are there. We have a state board. They can canvass this county. And after they canvass this county, because this county won't certify, they will tell you there's five errors you need to fix, and then they'll certify. So don't worry about it. Meantime, a Zoom call ensued. This was unbelievable. There was a Zoom call with voters, with the canvassing, the Democrats on the canvassing board. There's a man, his name is Ned Stabler. He is a defender of democracy that you should, he's one of these unsung heroes, okay, whose name I would never know, you would never know, unless and until it was necessary that we know. He's a businessman in Detroit. He sits on the canvassing board. And he's a Democrat. And he got on this Zoom call and started blasting the truth out to whoever would get on the Zoom call and listen.
I just want to let you know that the Trump stick, the stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in is going to follow you throughout history. Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace. Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters in the city of Detroit because they were ordered to. Probably, I know, Monica, you think Q told you to do it or some other crazy stuff like that. But just know when you try to sleep tonight that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency. The law isn't on your side. History won't be on your side. Your conscience will not be on your side. And Lord knows, when you go to meet your maker, your soul is going to be very, very warm.
William Stabler, everybody. Beautiful. That was just... And so he was talking specifically to Monica Palmer, who he thinks she's part of QAnon. Okay, and she sits on the Wayne County canvassing board, and another guy, the other Republican, William Hartman, who, in defiance of the law, in defiance of no fraud, in defiance of the facts, in defiance of the reality that Donald Trump lost Wayne County, he lost, Joe Biden won by 68%, and all of a sudden, things changed.